Hey, what's up? This is Mario with Rugged 33 Podcast, and this is our second episode, actually, with some expat teachers. You guys know Lovely B.
What?
Oh, my gosh. And then we got Prince Ali Musin. How's it going, Musin?
Hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm great.
Boo. B's all booing him already. No, but this episode, I'm excited because a lot of my teacher friends on, you know, in America and even here, they're like, man, the last one that we did together, they really liked. People really liked.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Duh.
No, they thought we all
gelled. They love the humor, okay, especially about you.
Right.
When I did that, okay, you know, say the things about you, remember?
Do you know what humor means?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Here we go.
I have a rich vocabulary.
Oh! Not a rich pocket.
Ooh! Wow. It's already started.
Yeah.
It's already started. Wow. No, but, I mean, it's a new school year. And I'm going to announce, I know the dudes that love B's voice, she is actually headed to Canada. So share with us just a little bit about what you're going to do.
Well, first of all,
this is... Whoa, mama.
What am I going to do there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just going to crash at my family's place and then figure it out. So.
And you're going to be...
Are you excited?
I'm scared.
Wait. First of all, I want to say something about her being scared. This girl goes to all these crazy countries on her own by herself, not knowing anybody, like sleeping in houses like with people she doesn't even know, and she's scared to go to Canada.
They're
not hotels. You told me.
They invited me, okay? I'm not just randomly going to people's houses.
Yeah.
But because that's like a short-term thing. Whereas like this is a long-term... It's like a different country. And I'm used to kind of disorganized countries. And Canada is just very organized. And, and I'm a bit afraid that it's going to be boring, you know? You got to have some spice in your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I could see it from that perspective.
Yeah.
Especially just knowing you and being one of your really good friends.
Yeah, I'm never punctual. So
no, we were supposed to start hours ago.
Yeah, when you think about that, okay, so how do you feel that you will have to be very punctual?
I'm afraid. I'm not going to be punctual.
Punctual, like, comb your hair.
I don't know if I can
we'll
do that.
We'll have to wake up early in the morning.
Right.
Oh, God, that's actually my biggest... I can't do that. Like... Sometimes I'll wake up at 8 and I'm like, oh, I'm fine. And then I'll just go back to sleep and it's 3 p.m. So it's not possible. But yeah, no, look, it's still a new adventure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just, you know, I'm also looking at ways like adventures to have in Canada. So.
And you're going to Toronto? No.
You're a great listener.
Uh-huh.
Montreal.
I have two possibilities is Montreal or Ottawa. Japanese, I
believe it's like a Native American name. That's why it sounds like
that. Oh, you understand what it means?
I don't, but that's what I hear.
Your ancestors are crying.
Right? My grandma's turning over in her grave.
No, I've never been there.
To Canada?
No, I've never been there.
I have. I actually peed in Canada one time. I went backpacking. You guys know we have a house in Montana, and we would backpack. We'd start in Montana. We crossed the border just to say that we've been in Canada, and then we came right back.
You know that Musin has a similar story, but where he goes is from Pakistan to Afghanistan.
What?
Oh yeah, I went. Okay, you know I crossed the border from one of the provinces in Pakistan. It is called Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and then I was excited. Okay, to explore another new country.
In Afghanistan.
Yeah.
When was this?
So it was way back in, I think, in 2007.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so and just after the war, right?
Right.
Like when the Americans invaded.
Yeah.
And but that,
did you
that
take
was,
a bus? Did
yeah,
take
I,
a
I took a, I took a public bus actually.
Oh my gosh,
and
dude!
I had a great experience of the local people there.
Well, I couldn't. I as you guys know, 9/11 just passed.
Yeah.
and they had a memorial.
Yeah.
And so I was watching this documentary, and I didn't realize the relationship between Afghanistan and Pakistan were so tight, even at that time.
So now she's very much interested, to visit that part of the world.
I told him that we're going to go take the bus, and he was just like, what? Why?
Yeah. She told me, she's like, let's go to Kabul. And I'm like,
a couple of months ago, she said that, hey, let's go to Afghanistan embassy, and I have to get a visa. I have to apply for that. I said, how will you go there? She said, maybe I'm thinking, to visit there.
Take a bus, it's fine.
Take a bus from Bishkek?
Yeah.
Well, we were thinking...
It's a bordering country, actually.
Right. We were thinking about going to Dagestan, because she's big time into fighting.
Wow.
And she's like, Mario. Well, and her. Random.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just minding my own business. She's like, we need to go to Dagestan. Like, quit being I'll beep it out. Quit being and let's go to Dagestan. We could ride the train.
Wow.
And I'm like, this was before the war. Yeah. And then it was once the war happened. And I'm like, dude, I don't think it'd be a good idea. I'm an American citizen. She's like, what? Are you serious? Going to whip out? But I do want to go to Dagestan.
Yeah.
I think let's meet in Dagestan.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That,
do you even know Dagestan?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Once
you mentioned it to me, I have to locate it, again,
mm-hmm.
on the world map.
On the world map.
Face, no?
Here we go. She's a real adventurer.
Right.
Yeah. No. I project this idea of being a adventurer.
Okay, this summer I was in California and Texas. Where were you at?
Last minute I went to Azerbaijan, and then I went on the land border through, I took a train, went to Georgia, the country, not the state, and then I went through Turkey, then took a ferry to northern Cyprus, and then I went back to Bishkek.
So, I already said that, she's an adventurer, right?
Exactly.
I wanted to go to Iran, but I took it, I didn't prepare for the visa.
So, just make a list of the countries, where you want to visit. In the future.
And it's usually the craziest country. Like if we think about it, it's usually the least.
Maybe you should go to Iraq as well.
I was thinking about it, but I need a visa. Can you imagine? As an Arab lady.
In the future, three of us can plan something and go.
With your shitty passports, I don't know.
It's difficult for you. Because
my traveling history is really
honestly, I feel like Pakistani, you guys don't have a lot of visa free countries, no?
No, we have
Afghanistan?
No, maybe not. But
North Korea?
I have traveled to many countries. Think about it, with the same passport.
Well,
look, I'm just messing with you. But I mean, honestly. The Pakistani visa, I've never seen anything like it.
Really?
They ask you for the blood type of your parents.
Oh, wow. I don't even know my own blood type.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Do you have blood?
Do you have blood?
I'm powered by hatred.
What is your blood group?
Oh, negative. I'm a universal donor.
I think that's what mine is, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
And you?
I'm B positive.
Because you're always positive?
I'm always positive.
Is that advice or your
blessing? Well, we're going to have to meet when Musin gets married, maybe in Karachi.
Yeah.
We will.
Maybe Mario also, maybe Bushra will get married in Canada.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
So, we will visit her there.
Who said I'm going to invite you?
Marry a Canadian.
Obviously.
A French Canadian.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you.
I think that would be a...
So I need to explain something.
Best choice,
French Canadian, their accent is really thick and very unattractive.
Like GSP.
But it's really bad. As a French speaker, it's very strange. It's horrendous. It sounds very strange.
I think in Montreal, you have a majority.
Yeah, but they speak like that. It's
French
very
speakers there, right?
Yeah, but their accent is not the same accent as in France. Yeah, so it's very... people make fun of it.
Well, I think, they are going to love you.
Oh, God.
Right,
he's laughing his ass off.
Right.
Shame on you.
A course, okay. Mm-hmm. Shame on you.
Mm-hmm. So,
will you miss us?
Of course, I will.
Like, I think, do you even miss us already? Like, me? So let's talk about this.
So us three, we all met
last year at the same international school. And when I first seen Bushra, she was really quiet.
Yeah.
She didn't say much. Yeah. And she sort of just, she was like a ninja. She came into to the teacher's lounge and then she would leave, right?
Yeah.
And every so often she would say something in our teachers' meetings, but it was very rare.
Yeah.
And then she would bounce early, and I'm like, "What's up with this girl?" And then once I started talking to you, I don't even remember our initial conversation. Maybe you do, but I don't remember our initial conversation. But after that, I like we started talking. We ended up becoming really good friends. And then Muhsin Ali, I remember him because he always dresses really nice.
He dresses too nice.
Like,
his
he makes
look so bad.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
No.
Look at his false modesty right
Now. Tie, sports jacket.
Yeah.
It all matches.
Iron.
Right? Shirt tucked in perfectly.
Yeah.
He looks clean.
Once, once she asked, like, okay, that she said that, okay, do you sleep in the with the tie,
right?
And
yeah. Do you iron, Muhsin? Do you iron your own clothes, or does your friend?
Your missus.
No,
you
I,
do?
I do.
Oh, nice, dude!
Yeah.
You do a good job.
Yeah.
And we know Bushra. We think she washes her clothes.
I do. I'm just always late in the morning, so I always grab the same stuff, whatever is closest, because the taxi is always waiting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's how I roll.
All right. So, what was your initial thought when Muhsin, when you first met Bushra?
And I remember.
Do you?
No, you go first.
Yeah, okay. Muhsin first, then Bushra.
Actually, on my first date, you know, when I arrived in Bishkek, okay, you know. On the same day, so the surprising thing was, I was called by the school and they said that, okay, you have to come to school. And then you cannot imagine that I started my lessons. So I arrived in Bishkek, okay, in the early hours. And on the same day, I came to school and I started my lesson. The vice principal there, okay, you know, he said that, okay. Let me take you on a school ground, and then he was introducing me with everyone. And Bushra was at that time; she was in her class. So I was, meeting with everyone. When I went in her class, very warmly, okay, you know, she shook hand and she welcomed me. And then, you know. Immediately, I realized, okay, that she seems a very nice person.
Right.
Yeah. And then later, I explored her.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that sounds so weird. Why would you phrase it that way?
No.
She said, ew.
It's like you did a colonoscopy or something.
What? Endoscopy and colonoscopy.
Yeah, what is this? I explored
her. No. Means, okay, her qualities.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Know, best qualities we found, okay, in her. And she became a great friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're so nice.
Yeah.
And we are really missing her now.
Aww.
Yeah, definitely. Because she doesn't work with us. She's getting ready to head out. When do you leave? Like, in a couple of days?
Yeah,
huh?
Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Am I giving you a ride to the airport, Ellie?
No.
Are you sure?
I can't deal with it.
You know, yeah, and this is the thing, like, okay, when I go with someone, okay, you know, who is close to you, it is hard to say,
goodbye.
You know, to leave that person,
I know, I get it. Like, when I leave from America, I don't like my mom to go.
Right?
I don't like...
Yeah,
this time Sunny had no choice, so Sunny took me, but I'm like, just drop me off right here. Give me a hug. Bye. Let's not make it long because it's very difficult. But I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, the offers are, you know me, man.
Yeah.
Like, you need a ride. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. What about Muhsin? First time you meeting me? Do you remember? Or how did that go?
Yeah, it was same feeling like, okay, when I met with you, Mario, it was a very nice feeling, okay, that I got. And then slowly
Just
and
say that you
gradually.
didn't explore me.
You're such a creep for saying that. Oh my God. I want to explore you. What? I would run away. Maybe I didn't say that the first time we met.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm just
Yeah,
kidding.
Mario. And then I started talking to, seriously, okay, maybe after 1 week, okay, I started talking with my family, you know, about you, about Bushra, that how lovely great friends, okay, I have got here.
Yeah.
And they said, "Why are
Because,
you lying? You don't have any
no,
friends."
they really appreciated that, okay, and they were happy that I'm with a very good people and with very good friends, actually. They always give me nice company. Yeah.
I remember my mom, she was so thankful that I met you guys. You know, she was like, she knows you guys by name. She, yeah, so she's like, "How's Musin doing? How's Bushra?" Yeah, she knows everything that's going down. "Tell Bushra to come visit me," because my mom's moving back to Montana. So, which, so yeah, she was so thankful that I had met you guys. And I remember one time I was sick, and Bushra was like, "Hey, do you need anything?" Like, we actually, for the listeners, we actually looked for each other, you know, and we cared for each other. We,
Very true.
yeah, we celebrated different things together, whether it was birthdays or one of my highlights actually was when Musin invited me to iftar,
Oh, yeah,
because that was
that's
my first
nice.
time ever.
Really?
Yeah,
That was, and
yeah.
this is what, and I'm sure, okay, we are going to have one more gathering, okay,
Yeah,
for a
definitely.
lunch or,
I'll be on
Yeah.
Zoom.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what, okay, we will.
I'll be napping.
Right.
We will wake her up. Okay, Bushra, come
It's
on, okay, be with
time.
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
Oh,
Bushra, what about
God.
you meeting me and Musin?
So I remember it was in a meeting with you, Mario, and it was like, so my plan was like, okay, I'm literally gonna go in, do my job, and then leave. Like, I'm not trying to make friends because I'm like, I just don't want any drama, any problems. So I was like, you get in, you get out. And plus, I always had my Russian lessons after my classes. And I just, you know, I just tried to get out the door. I remember I had like Mr. Vinette, who'd be like, "Oh, and where are you from?" and trying to get to know me. And I was like, I have no interest in getting to know anyone. And then I think basically I was the first one out of the meeting, and Mario was the second one. And I was like, "Oh man." And
Oh,
then
I remember this.
I was sprinting. I would try to sit next to the door, so I was like the first one
Yeah.
out. And then, because I just found it just very tedious, and so then
What
we
do you
just
mean,
kind
like the
of
four piece thing? Okay, I'm sorry.
the whole
Yeah,
just
the whole
why are
meeting.
we doing it at the end of the day? Like,
Yeah,
we're just mentally
trying to get out of
exhausted.
there.
And so then we just had like, you know, chit chats and stuff, and I was like, okay, he's nice enough, like I don't have like any problems with him. And I just remember you were very, very chill. And I like that because I'm someone who's very not chill. And then Moose, and I think it was in the teacher's room where we actually got to know each other. And I think we just all goofed around, and there was, I think, Sandra, there was you. And then I was like, wow, this guy is like, he's like my brother, you know? It's like, and that was the thing, like, we made fun of the same people, and we gossiped about everyone.
What a
And
year.
the thing that was really cool was that the time went by so quickly. Like, when
Yeah.
we did,
It just flew.
just
Like, okay,
really, you would
you
sit
know.
there, and then everyone would be like joking with everyone, and it was really, really nice. Like, and it was, I think, because everything else was so shitty, and then we kind of found each other, it kind of made everything okay. Because you're like, oh, okay, I have my break. Oh, I'm gonna see like Mario. I'm gonna vent to him. Or I'm gonna see, you know, Moosin. I'm gonna like tell him everything that I, you know.
You're right.
But yeah, I have to admit, like, you guys really made it like one of the funnest work environments I've had.
Thank
you.
And so I know that we will be friends after this, and yeah, like, really, you know, it's like friends for life.
Obviously, obviously. You know, one thing, Mario, that I would like to say here. You know, when I met with Bushra for the first time, also immediately, okay, you know, I got a feeling that there are many similarities
culturally,
plus also like, okay, she is very similar to my younger sister Nabila.
Mm-hmm.
I always talk to, I told her, okay, about my younger sister, and that become a very good attachment, okay,
right.
You know, also. And you know, whenever I go to Pakistan and I share this, okay, with my family members also, about Mario or about Bushra, that how close they are with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big satisfaction, like, okay, you know, for my family also.
Yeah.
Because when I'm there, at least, okay, I have this comfort that when I'm going to Bishkek, there is someone,
right,
okay, for me that I can rely on.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
You both were there every time.
Definitely. And yeah, that's what you guys were for me. A big time support. When you're an expat teacher, you don't have, you know, the family community around you, and your family community ended up being you two guys, and then we have other, like Nicola, and Sandra and other people, you know, that were in our lives as well and continue to be in our lives. And so for me, it was a really cool school year to make friends, make friends with you guys. And then this year, it was like the missing factor was gone.
It's like, hey, seriously, okay, you know, it's like when we think about, okay, last year, it was like a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a dream.
I can remember, actually, me and you, we walked to Manas Street. That's the first time me and you, like, actually talked. You were leaving to go study Russian. And I can remember that day, clear as day. And then when all of us started going to beer quiz. She would get irritated because I called it beer quiz. And she's like, dummy, it's not beer quiz.
Well, I think, okay, that was one of the best times.
Yeah.
Also, like, okay, you know, many times we went there.
Yeah.
But we really enjoyed it there. And that was only because of Bushra.
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm more of a, you guys know, I'm more of an introvert and planned out like 2 weeks in advance.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Then we have Bushra, who's like, what are you doing, stupid? It's 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I bet you ate dinner at 5 like all Americans do, right?
I'm sorry, Muse, what time do you have dinner usually? At what time?
Okay. Usually I do like around 6:30
What?
Or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a white man? Okay, this is ridiculous.
But
no one has dinner at 6:30
But no.
5:30 6 o'clock, I have dinner.
See, okay, but for the pop-up quiz, okay, you know, there was also Pakistani food, like.
Yeah, but it's like you would just be eating.
Seriously, like, I enjoyed it a lot.
It was good.
For the food.
And, you know, when you see people there, okay, they all were great, like, okay, and you know, some other people from our school, they joined us there as well.
So
that was a fun year.
Yeah, it was cool because Bushra was like the connector.
Yeah.
For us, in Bishkek, like, she's the one who's like, no, like, during Christmas time, she's like, oh, there's gonna be a German, like, it was at this German pub,
it was a German pub,
and they had like a Christmas market, and so they had like tea, they had like really good sausages, and then I remember she invited me. So we go, and it was cool. They had Christmas carols. They had different Christmas stuff. And then all of a sudden, like Bushra does, she like ninjas out. And I'm standing there by myself, and I'm like, okay, I don't really know anybody. And I'm definitely not the person that is easy.
But then you made some friends.
Then I made some friends. And
some weirdos.
Yeah. But they were your friends.
Yeah, but they're weirdos.
Yeah, they were your friends. They're really nice people. Well,
except
some,
for that American weirdo.
Yeah, that guy. He's an American vet, right?
Yeah, he's an American vet.
Yeah.
Why do you think about this? Okay, though it was a short time, right?
Yeah.
But this bond, okay, between us, okay, that we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is long lasting now.
Yeah.
God, this is too nice.
It's too
this
nice.
Is not
nice.
No. Other day I told okay, we were talking okay,
yeah.
You know, in the we were just chatting in the school there,
mm-hmm.
in the staff room, and I told Mario that I was you know, maybe a week ago, I was ironing my clothes, okay, and I really became emotional, like okay, just thinking
yeah.
about you, that okay, that you soon are leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww, guys.
Obviously, okay, we are.
Yeah.
We are going to be in touch.
She.
Okay,
she.
Funny
well.
Now.
Well, she's like the annoying little sister I never had.
Yeah.
You know, and challenged me to. She's like, "What are you doing? Staying at home again? Like, you need to come out." I'm like,
yeah.
First of all, it's it's 9 p.m. at night on a school day, and no, I don't want to go to beer quiz. Just leave me alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, just go. So I would end up going out,
yeah.
You know.
She really motivated us. Okay,
yeah,
just explore this place and that place.
Mm-hmm.
Go there.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Just try to discover okay, what is there.
Right? I absolutely hate shopping.
Oh,
hate
yeah.
it with the passion.
Oh, my God.
But
once
Bushna,
okay.
She would call me and
yeah.
she'd be like, "Hey, do you want to go shopping together?" And I'm like, "Oh, my God." But actually with Bushna,
yeah.
I actually really liked it.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I take you to
yeah.
places I know you've never been.
No.
Dumb American who doesn't know or a city,
right? Yeah,
oh
yeah.
God.
No, she's taking me to stores, different bazaars,
yeah.
different places
yeah.
that I never would have went to.
But she can navigate everywhere,
yeah.
like okay,
yeah.
she.
Because
wow.
the city is in a grid. I don't know how to navigate like in my own country because it's not a grid. It's all.
I think you are
like
more
this.
Familiar with Bishkek. Right?
Yeah. Honestly,
this is what
it's,
okay.
We were
great guide for us.
Yeah,
actually.
Definitely.
Yeah. Anyways, even when Bushra is in Canada, we will ask her.
Yeah, ask me.
The where
question.
Is that place or that place?
Honestly, I would like to use this information to help other people.
Right.
Yeah.
It's you know, but yeah. Anyway, please stop being so nice. Can just make fun of me. It's fine.
Yeah. And you know, we will also. We are missing. That smell also
no.
like
okay, so this is your funny story about me.
Okay.
You know what? I do not care.
Okay.
Let the world know.
So I don't remember this one. I could have forgot, but go for it, Lucien. I don't
go ahead.
I can only imagine.
Continue and let's see if you survive
yeah.
the night.
Yeah, okay. Now I can yeah, okay, as Bushra is sitting next to me, but
right.
anyways, okay, I'm just tolerating it okay, because it's a podcast.
Well,
okay, but it's not that bad today.
Not that bad, right? See, listeners, we have this joke with Bushra because sometimes it seems like she slept in her work clothes.
Okay,
and
that has never happened.
No, I said it
yeah.
seemed like.
Yes.
It seemed like.
Uh-huh.
Seems
so
like, yeah.
she had this like homeless.
Yeah.
this homeless. teachers look
yeah.
going
yeah.
and dude like listeners I you guys even asked like do you have a picture of Bushra because she
yeah.
sounds so beautiful
yeah.
you know
exactly.
like seriously
exactly.
right she sounds so beautiful and
yeah.
she's
yeah,
like no just she's the one who picked the picture
yeah.
for when it was just
yeah.
me and her on
yeah.
and no she's a beautiful girl man
she
a beautiful
is,
woman
she
is. And I don't hang around with ugly people. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. No, she's totally beautiful. And
but I do have to tell you something.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so once, I think it was during Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, of course, I was late. We started, what time, 9?
Yeah. 9, yeah.
And I think
well,
I arrived at...
we start at 9. You're more...
no, your time was like...
You're like 9:15,
9:10.
No, once, yes, a couple of times that
25
happened.
Past 9 also.
No.
That was a record also.
Yeah, I think that was a record. But like, usually it's like 9:03, something like that. Anyway, so whatever, I run. So I go and I've taught the whole day. And it's during Ramadan, so, you know, I'm kind of sleep deprived and stuff. You wake up in the middle of the night to go eat. It, you know, your whole rhythm is out of whack. And then I go back home after the work day. And so I kind of change my pants And I realized the whole day I had worn them inside.
Yeah. Oh wow, that was your beauty.
And thankfully, but honestly, thankfully, the pants you couldn't tell because they were kind of weird, like wide legged.
Wow.
Oh, you noticed? Oh, okay. Oh,
no.
See,
this is the thing. This is.
What color were my pants? What color were
they? Okay, let me tell you.
Tell me
which one. It was light gray color.
No, it's not that.
And no, even seriously.
It's not that.
Maybe I should have taken a photo of it.
Yeah, you should have taken a picture.
What? Even maybe you didn't notice.
No, no, I would.
But that was no.
No,
that was. It was.
Anyway, it was only this one time. He is fake news. Anyway.
Oh my god.
So yeah, that was one of the embarrassing.
So listeners, I just want to tell you, like, that's how bad it is that she could wear her pants inside out.
No, that doesn't matter. Like,
it's so bad.
This is
we're gonna be like, oh yeah, that's a Bushra.
Okay, please don't give me any feedback after this episode. That's
other person, you know, other people will just understand that. Okay, maybe it's a trend. Like, okay, it is trending.
Right.
You know, it is very stylish. Okay.
So
that was
one of the things. There you go.
Dude,
see?
that's hilarious. I'm glad that you confessed to that, but
yeah.
It's not a surprise that we didn't notice. Like, it's
No, but the pants, they were very. I'm very happy with the pants that I picked that day because they're not. They're kind of weird. Like,
oh, I think I know which ones you're talking about. They're the black ones.
Yeah.
It looks like
they have
little lines in it.
Yeah.
See?
I know.
You don't know if it's a line or if it's the inseam.
Right.
So that's the thing.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
But another best thing about Bushra was like,
a nice story, huh?
Yeah.
Is it a nice story?
Her shoes were always.
Which one was it?
Very clean.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just. Our school is like next to the mud. There's always.
No,
mud.
I didn't say anything. I said clean. Those were clean.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Her
running shoes, like
yeah.
when she gets married, I'm gonna buy her like really
Mario,
nice running
nice
shoes,
plan.
Right?
Okay, about that. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
we will do that.
We will team together and buy her.
We will.
I hope her husband is.
We will ask her a wish list, right?
Right. Yeah.
She will just send us.
Yeah.
And
oh
then
my god!
We'll just,
it doesn't look. I dress for comfort. I don't dress for style.
Homeless comfort.
You know what?
You know, other day I was chilling with Mario and someone came, with a similar voice as yours. Seriously, I just thought, immediately I said, okay, maybe there's a homeless.
Wow. Okay.
Guys, listeners, the thing about Bushra is like, we tease her, but she gives it out. Like nobody, and I'm talking about like not gives it out, but she, I know, so that's probably like she dishes it out as much, like it's
if you
ridiculous.
Guys ever need like a humbling experience,
talk to
a freestyle person, okay?
Yeah.
This is what we love about Bushra.
Yeah,
we love you, Bushra.
Yeah. Well, Musin texts me, right? He's like, "What's your address today?"
Yeah,
right? I'm like, "Dude, Bushra just texts. She's not gonna be here till 6:37. We all know we have to compensate. We all know that means about 7:30, maybe 8,
yeah.
No.
Right?
It wasn't my fault. It was half my fault. But yeah." Anyhow,
anyway,
tell me your funny stories about me. I'm curious to know.
No, it was always we had always fun, like actually in this.
Yeah, there
was cool.
Once I was standing in front of Moonson and there was a fly, and he was like,
Oh, come on.
The fly
and
is attracted to you.
Yeah.
So, you need to take a shower. Oh, what the hell?
Remember?
You're so dirty, and I'm like, this fly is just being a fly. And
no, seriously.
Like,
but why every time?
It was not
every
time.
Excuse me, in
Excuse you,
it was a very good restaurant also, like, how a fly will come inside also.
You're the common denominator.
No, maybe that was a pet fly.
God.
It was not
a
pet fly.
Yeah, that was very attached to you.
Oh
it was
God.
A clear sign, like, okay,
too.
You know, come on.
That's hilarious, man.
Yeah.
No, it's like, no, she doesn't dress that bad.
Yeah. No.
I'm gonna say something.
Go ahead.
Let's be honest. I make minimal effort, and I know I'm not like by no means. Are you like, oh, I want to dress like this girl? But do you want to be as comfortable as this girl?
Yes. No, your dressing was decent.
I dress so that I'm always ready for a nap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because.
And this is
something. Because she set herself up for this because she says, Mario, could I use your car so I could go nap in between classes? So I would give her my keys.
During Ramadan.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd give her my key.
Yeah.
I still have her little pillow.
She actually has
a pillow.
Sometimes,
I have,
okay, you know, in the month of Ramadan, I will call her and I said, where are you? She would say, I'm having a nap. Where? Okay, in Mario's car.
Yeah.
I said, okay. And then she would say, why don't you come here?
No, I said in the other room. I said, if you want to take a nap.
Oh, yeah, you had another room.
There was also another room. But the room was not possible.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I tried the room, then I tried Mario's car.
Yeah.
It was so funny. The security guard would always be like, where is she going, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but thank you so much. You really saved me.
I still have your pillow in there.
Yeah, you gotta keep
it.
It has drool marks on it.
Okay, I didn't know that there was still...
One thing...
It's okay, I drool too.
One thing I want to, mention about Bushra here. Like, okay, you know, I think whenever we had any problem, anything, the first person, okay, that we will share with, we will go to her.
Aww.
And we will say that, okay, look, this is happening.
True.
And yeah, or otherwise she would understand, okay, immediately that we are worried or we have something to say.
Yeah,
right?
No, definitely. She was definitely that little sister, the shoulder that we could,
that's
guys,
we're
mentally challenged at times. we could go to her.
Mentally retarded.
Yeah, we could go to her and be like, hey, what do you think? And she's like, you dummy. All right. She would start off so sensitive type, you know, you dummy, Mario, you know.
Yeah.
And I always knew that I would hear the truth from her.
You know, and sometimes she would just give advice or a suggestion, like a family member. And sometimes, okay, she will tell you off. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That come on.
Yeah.
Do this. Okay.
Yeah.
You are grown up.
Yeah, yeah. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's one of her famous lines
to me. And this is
what
we love about her.
Shut your face.
Yeah, shut your face. Your face is ugly, Moosin. I liked that one.
Yeah.
Your face is ugly, Moosin. That one. You know.
What did you say to that about, your dad? No, you're the one who said that. You were like, I said to you something, and then you were like,
oh, you are ugly.
No, you were like, oh, I respect your dad, but you are ugly.
Yeah.
This is what now we are missing.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, everything.
Just
like
take
one
of the kids and just insult them.
No, yeah. Well, I just want to say, because I took over Busha's class. So she was fourth grade, I'm fifth grade, and her students I take now. They're my students. And I just want to say, like, dude, you did a really good job. Like, classroom management.
Yeah.
There was this kid that all teachers know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say his name because there's listeners.
Yeah.
But this kid, which was hilarious, because Busha would be like, Mario, can you watch him? And I wasn't going to, like, I'm like, kid, for all I know, he could be cheating. I'm just, like, looking at him, right? You knew that. That's my style.
I just needed a pair of eyes on him. I just needed a warm bodiness in him.
But then, one day, Bushra's like, stupid Moosin. And I'm like, what did he do this time? He's over there being friends with him, and he's in trouble. So I walk inside there.
I always felt like, okay, about that student, okay.
Yeah.
I always, felt terrible about him.
Oh my God, Phil, but you have to feel bad for me, not for the kid.
No.
I was suffering.
The amount of work, okay, that he was,
catching
getting.
Up. He was
no,
catching
but
up the work.
She really did, work really did well with
right.
him. And I think, okay, he's on a track now.
No, he is, because he's in my class.
You worked really well.
You did.
I think, yeah.
Honestly, he is probably one of my best students.
Wow. That's really crazy. Tell your parents that.
Like, he is one of my best students.
That your hard work, okay, has paid off.
Well, I'm happy to see that, because it's true that during the year, you're just like, I don't see it.
You should be proud of yourself.
I don't see it. And then... it's good to see that the next year. Like,
well, that student was like a fixture.
Yeah.
In the teacher's lounge, like he had like his own desk and own designated area because you know he had issues.
But
now I could honestly say like his English is getting better.
Yeah.
He's actually producing work and man, thanks. You've made my job way easier.
Wow.
They told me. Yeah, they're like, Ms. Boucher. And then you left, I guess, one of the kids gave you a gift and she pointed it out. She's like, oh, I gave this to Ms. Boucher. But I'm like, oh, yeah, she probably forgot. She's real forgetful.
What?
You know, it was like this can that was decorated with.
Oh, my
but
God.
I'll bring
it. I
told them, believe me, I made an amazing excuse, so I have it, I'll bring it. I actually put pens in it still. But no, you did a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
Like I don't even behavioral problems
or
very
much. She was a great teacher.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, we are close friends and but this is true.
Well, they
could
hear me discipline them, huh?
Yeah.
You
I
did.
Can. I
mean,
can. I was two doors down and I could hear. I'm like, oh, there she is.
Your class control was great.
Yeah, classroom management, like, she was really good. Like, everybody knows.
Where did you get these skills?
From my rich upbringing.
Wow.
You know, the shoe school of life. The back of the broom.
So who would you say you're more like? Like I heard you talk to your mom. I've heard you talk to your dad. Who would you say you're more like, Boucher? Your mom or your dad?
This is actually a case of I'm kind of like a mixture. Like my dad, his discipline style, he's very calm. And then if he shouts, it means really you messed up.
Okay. Yeah.
But my mom, she shouts a lot, but she threatens a lot. But nothing really happens.
Okay.
But like. You know, so it's kind of a mixture of both. So I shout a lot, but like my approval doesn't come easily.
Yeah.
So the kids try to fight hard for it. Like I'm not gonna say congratulations or good job for just being a
normal student.
So it's a mixture of both. But my parents are completely disconnected. Like sometimes they're just like, oh yeah, you're going somewhere else. Okay. I'm like, okay, see you. You know, like they're very chill. They're like, you just make your own decisions, and they're very in the sense like they weren't hovering over me.
Yeah.
So you also, and I, you know, when you have siblings, they also kind of raise you.
Yeah.
So that's also, you realize that like you have to have a bit of sense of humor. You have to, you know, you can't just be serious all the time.
Exactly.
So
What about you, Moose? Who are you more like? Your mom, your dad, mixture?
He's
a mama's boy.
Are you?
Yeah.
And
I was very close to my
mom,
actually. Yeah. You know, she had the sense of that humor. She would always make jokes with me whenever I would go and.
So that's where you got it from, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Let's see. With me, I think I'm more like my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely humor. But the stern part, when the stern part comes out, that's my mom.
Right.
Because my mom's.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any stern part.
Well, no, no. I had.
I don't know. I've never seen him be really, really.
Yeah. I had to change up my game this year.
Okay.
And because I really thought about last year, I think. I wanted to be the cool teacher,
you know?
Last
year
I wanted to be the cool teacher, and I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
At least the kids take it almost as a weakness.
Yeah, they do.
And so I had to go to there's this famous, you guys probably remember him. He was a referee for boxing. His name was Joe Cortez, and he would tell the fighters right before they were going to fight, he'd be like, I'm firm, but I'm fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my dad would always say this too.
Yeah.
And he lived by that. Like, I'm firm, but I'm fair.
Yeah.
Like, if you could, you could talk to me about anything, I'm going to be fair about it. And so this year I took that approach.
Yeah.
Like, right. I'm going to be firm, more firm, and I could see the difference.
Not
only with classroom.
I agree that I've noticed. For example, now you've seen the difference. I was a very strict teacher.
Yeah.
And now, you like it kind of. I realize that they take you. They will actually respect you more further down the line because they realize what you were trying to do.
Right.
Whereas when you're trying to be their friend, they're just like, "Oh, we don't care."
Yeah.
But I think Muhsin, you are one of the rare teachers that has this balance of like the kids love you and you have this like friendship vibe with them.
Yeah.
Like every time, you know, you stand with him in the corridor, oh hi sir, oh hey mister, oh no, like repeat, like the kids are genuinely, they want to say hi to you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And I think you also
just,
get them to like actually produce like you say.
Right.
And I think you really are one of those rare teachers, and you teach like older kids.
Yeah.
So, and it's difficult to motivate them, you know, because
caring
is not
right.
cool when
yeah.
you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's really impressive. It's very rare that I've seen a teacher pull off that, like, because every time even you go into his lesson, his classroom, it's not like everyone is, like, shouting. It's like, there's discipline, but he doesn't shout at them.
Right.
He doesn't, like, I've never seen you, like, need to punish someone or reprimand and... I think that's really a great challenge.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I seen him be firm one time with a student, and I was like, oh, dang.
Wow.
There it is.
Yeah.
Like, I was taking mental notes. Like, wow, all right, that's how he does it, right? And so this year for me, I changed up a lot where I'm just, I'm firm, but I'm fair. Like, I'm your teacher. I'm not your friend. I'm not your dad. Definitely not your mom.
Yeah.
And I'm here to teach, you're here to learn.
Yeah.
But I think the students know that I love them, I care about them.
Yeah, obviously.
They
love you, Mario.
I think
they do.
They always know, like, they can feel it. Like, if you have their backs or, you know, like...
One of the classes, okay, that Mario was teaching last year, the same classes with me now, AP, and they always talk about you. Like, how great you were with them.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah.
And even some of the students, okay, you know, who were slow learners, right? It's a big change in them now.
I know which student you're talking about. That's funny, man.
Yeah.
But dude, it's crazy. We only have like 10 minutes left.
Oh wow.
It goes by really fast.
Wow.
So, Muhsin, your most fondest memory of Bushra.
Or of last year.
Last year or this year.
Just a fun time, okay, that we had in the staff room that I'm still missing.
Yeah, the verbal
because
abuse.
No.
I got verbal abuse.
Oh, God. You know, that I'm really... I think that was the beauty of the work, actually, that we wouldn't get tired after the whole day long. You know, all our worries and tiredness that will fade away because of this.
Yeah.
And then the time that we spent, okay, you know, outside of the school, sometimes when we went to different restaurants, for hangout.
Yeah, this guy is a crazy good bowler.
Yeah, we
like
were...
one of the best. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh,
he did really
we are
well.
Missing. Okay.
Yeah.
That
Of course,
you're
like, oh, we are missing. Of course,
because
you were always beating us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a good boy.
And Mario is great, okay.
I think I came in second or third, but...
I'm sorry, like, you is crazy.
Let's see. For me, it was Pablo. For me, it was... Let's see. I was on duty... And when I'm on duty, I'm supposed to tell kids to quit running, quit yelling, quit screaming, but nobody listens, right?
He whispers it.
I don't yell at kids.
You whisper.
Hey, man. Wait, hey. Yo, stop. Please. Yo.
And he's like, ah! I'm like, I can barely hear what you're saying. What's that in this year?
Right? when she first did the impression of me, I was like, wow, do I really do that? And I'm like, okay, maybe I do. And then some kids were just yelling off the top of their lungs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Bouchard. She's like, hold on. Oh, you know how she has that walk, right?
Yeah.
She's in the middle of running and walking. Yeah, and she's like, she beelines it, right? She beelines it to these kids. And then she's like, why do you think it's okay to yell? She's like yelling. Like, she matched their yell. Right? And they're just like looking at her. Why? Tell me. I'm like, oh my gosh, right? I'm just standing at a distance because I knew I didn't need to be close because I knew I could be able to hear her from yelling. And so I was just like, oh my gosh. So that one was a hilarious one. I mean, we have so many different stories.
Yeah.
You know, from I just liked hearing you guys go back and forth on who was uglier.
Let's check a mirror. Mirrors don't lie.
Right.
I
can remember the first day she called you Uncle Moosin. It was
you remind me of my uncle.
How?
Do you want me to get into it?
He was so offended. He was so offended.
I don't know, you just remind me of my uncle. You gave me uncle vibes.
Is your uncle looking that smart that
I am?
Yeah. I have cool uncles. Also, a similar age, you know.
Dude, it was so funny.
You think, okay, I'm in the 60s or 70s. Like.
Right.
I mean,
and then,
you don't know. You're from Pakistan.
So what do you mean, okay? Everyone from Pakistan is like
a really
poor person.
We don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
And then the day that she said that you dress like her dad.
Yeah. I said, how?
That.
Huh? My dressing is like that.
No, my dad used to dress really well, like when he was working.
But like, you didn't say like that, okay, that really well.
Yeah, because I wanted you to think of it as an insult.
Okay. As she's leaving Canada, I don't want to say anything right.
Right. In 2 days, she's heading out, right?
Yeah.
But this was the best part was, you know, I would walk into the teacher's lounge and you two are already just verbally going at it.
Oh, God.
And it was just, it was hilarious.
I think that was the best time ever in my life, okay, you know, arguing with Bushra.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the times I used to insult her.
Right.
But arguing with Moosin is crazy.
So I want to say I'm thankful. I just want to say I'm thankful, Bouchard, for it, because we're coming to an end here in a few minutes. I just want to tell you I'm thankful for you, man, for getting me out of my apartment and introducing me to Hogo, Chinese soup.
Wow.
That is my favorite place in all of Bishkek.
Aww.
When I go to America, I tell people about that place. Aww. Like, and we ate there last week together.
Yeah,
and that was a good time. Yeah. The first time I ate it, we were all together, and it was so spicy. Like, it wasn't even, like, Mexican spicy. It was, like, Thai, Indian spicy. Like,
so
it was on another level.
So I expected you to, like, because I didn't know it was different for you.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
I kind of...
No, that was...
grew accustomed to it because I went there so many times. But,
it was on another level.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Mario?
You were just, yeah.
I want to read something. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, go for it.
Oh, it is just a small thing that I want to
do. Yeah, we're almost there. We have a few minutes left.
Bushra.
Okay.
Oh, Bushra, dear friend, so sweet. On a journey to Canada, she will soon meet. With her smile as warm as maple syrup's flow, she's off to explore in the land of ice and snow.
Aww.
The beauty of the land, the people so kind in Canada, new friendship you will surely find. So here is to Bushra on her grand Canadian quest. May her journey be joyful and her heart be at rest. To our lovely friend, so bold, so true, Canada's lucky to have you, to have someone like you, and enjoy your moment each day. That new Bushra in Canada, your dreams will come true.
Yeah, yeah, heck yeah. Yeah, we're going to love you. We're going to miss you. They're hugging, guys.
Definitely. We
got her to tears, finally.
We are going to miss you.
Yeah, definitely. She's been the biggest connector for us in Bishkek.
Yeah.
She is going to be missed. And we know this next season's definitely not going to be the same without her. So we wish her well. Reggae 33, I know the listeners wish you well.
And we are definitely going to...
Yeah, we're
going
to go visit you.
Bushra
in
Canada.
When you get married to the...
No, it's going to be a new Buddhist.
Yeah, right. But we love you. We wish you well, man. Safe travels. You've been a great friend. You'll be our friend forever and a day. God bless you. We want to send a shout out to you and your family. We wish you well, your mom and your family. We wish you well, Bushra. Love
wish
you.
Wish you all the very best for in every walk of life.
Yeah.
And may your all dreams come true.
Definitely. So this is the end, Reggae 33. We really appreciate you, all the listeners. And keep Bushra in your prayers. Thanks. Bye. How you know, man?